Blog Talk Radio.
Hola, my loves. Happy, beautiful Monday on this beautiful October the 8th, 2018. 8 new beginnings, and today is Monday. It is raining here. I'm in New Orleans, and rain is coming down. And even with the rain coming down, the sky is still so pretty, bright, and blue. You know, normally we have rain, the way that it's coming down, the clouds are really, really dark, but at this moment, I am looking up, and it is beautiful. Oh, so amazingly beautiful. This morning, I wanted to share this issue. This thought has been coming to my mind, actually, the entire weekend. And it spoke to myself. It spoke to other people that I've been speaking life to. It spoke to, you know, me as I've been receiving words of encouragement and words of confirmation from others. But I kept seeing the veil, you know, like the veil that wives and widows wear before marriage at a time of grieving. But I'm thinking more so on the lines of the black veil, where the widow wears to a funeral. Just been coming to my mind heavily, and it's two veils that that were coming to my mind. But before I go any further, the definition for veil is a piece of fine material worn to protect or conceal the face. A white bridal veil is what it says in the dictionary, or synonyms are mask, scarf, kerchief, head covering, headdress. The scripture that I was led to comes from 2 Corinthians, and it reads, "We all, with unveiled face, continually seeing as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are progressively being transferred into his image from one degree of glory to even more glory, which comes from the Lord who is the Spirit." I want to read that one more time. "And we all, with unveiled face, continually seeing as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are progressively being transferred into his image from one degree of glory to even more glory, which comes from the Lord who is the Spirit." When we look in the mirror, we're praying and hoping to see the image of God and who God created us to be, the Holy Spirit flowing in us. And when we put a mask over that, it's hard to see it. And so I was thinking about the mask that's physical and spiritual. The mask that's physical is one that bothers me. They both bother me one degree to the higher. I think the spiritual veil is the one that really, really, really frustrates my heart and saddens me for others who are using that to hide their gifts. But in a world of filters today and apps that change our face and makeup that covers what we would feel blemishes and, you know, things we hide behind it, I've witnessed so many beautiful women, and they're so beautiful, who when it's time to take a picture or go somewhere, they're like, "Oh, no, my face. Oh, no, I can't take a picture. I don't look good." And I'm looking like, "Oh, my gosh, you're so beautiful. Like, what are you talking about?" And it really, really hurts my heart. And again, I really believe, like, the internet has made so many people get into this. Makeup has made so many people hide and put up a facade of someone, you know, who is enhanced. When God gave you just this natural beauty that I don't know why a lot of them don't see it, but I see it from the moment I meet them. And like I said, it hardens my heart. It really hurts my heart when I see them, and it's always, "No, you're always catching me. Don't catch me right now. I'm not ready. I need to put my makeup on. I need to put something on." No, you don't. You are so beautiful. Oh, put a filter over that picture because I don't like how it looks. You look beautiful. And so it's my prayer today that more women would see who they are, because they're, you know, they're impressing other young women, other young girls who are watching and seeing, "Oh, I need a filter. Oh, I need makeup." There are more kids going to prom now with full-fledged makeup like they are going on a runway than you could ever imagine. And I'm just like, "Oh, my gosh, they look 30 and 40, and they're only 17 and 18. And so it's just my prayer that more people will accept who they are, their natural beauty. And there are days when you can enhance and go out and be beautiful, but you don't need it to define you. That's my prayer, that more people will know that they don't need filters, they don't need makeup to define who they are. And the final veil that I want to really, really, really speak on is the veil that hides their purpose. Hiding behind something, grief, pain, letdown, and closed doors, no's, hiding behind that and not removing that veil and saying yes to your purpose, yes to my gifts, yes to my talents. God created this in me. I'm going to remove whatever hindered me, excuse me, previously from moving. I'm going to remove that veil and I'm going to walk and be who God called me to be, going from glory to glory in my gifts, glory to glory in my purpose, glory to glory being who God called me to be when he created me when I was in my mother's womb. This is so dear and near to my heart that more people would walk and be who they are called to be and don't hide behind the mask of hurt. Don't hide behind the mask of pain. Don't hide behind the mask of insecurities. Don't hide behind the mask of lack. Don't hide behind the mask of someone told you no, you weren't, you know, a certain level, you didn't have a certain talent. You don't have, those are all lies from the enemy. You were created for you. If God gave it to you, it is yours to produce to the world, present to the world, and walk in it. So it is my hope and my prayer that someone listening to this message will be encouraged either for themselves or go and encourage someone else to remove the veil and be who God calls them to be so they can walk from glory to glory to glory. God, we just thank you for today. We thank you for your love. We thank you, Lord God, that the mask, the veils are being removed to be who you called us to be wholeheartedly, Lord God, walking in it, being fully accountable to walk in the purpose that you created for us. We thank you for it, Father. We thank you for the health, life, and strength that you've given to us. We thank you for the air that we breathe. We thank you for a new week that we can go out and we can just knock off goals and be love to others, forgive, release, forgive ourselves, and just walk in who you call us to be. Have your way. Let us be the hands and the feet and the heart of Jesus today. Let us be the light that you call us to be. Let us be the sunshine on a cloudy, dark day. Have your way in our lives like only you can. We love you and we praise you. Amen, amen, and amen. I love you all so much. Go out, be blessed, be loved, be who God calls you to be, and watch God use you in ways unimaginable. Take off the veil, remove the mask, and walk in it. I love you.